Today we're going to hear the story, start hearing the story of Babar. And I can read more of it to you later, and you can hear it on the internet when you're not at a house. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay. In a great forest, a little elephant is born. His name is Babar. His mommy loves him very much. She rocks him to sleep with her trunk and while singing to him softly. Babar is growing bigger. He now plays with other little elephants. He is a very good little elephant. See him digging with his shell in the sand? Babar is riding happily on his mother's back when a bad hunter hiding in some bushes shoots at them. The hunter kills Babar's mother. The monkey hides, the birds fly away, and Babar cries. The hunter runs up to catch poor Babar. Babar runs away because he is afraid of the hunter. After several days, very tired indeed, he comes to a town. He hardly knows what to make of it because this is the first time he has seen so many houses. So many things are new. The broad streets, automobiles and buses. However, he is especially interested in two gentlemen he sees on the street. He says to himself, "Really? They are very well dressed. I would like to have some fine clothes, too. I wonder how I can get them." Lucky for Babar, a rich old lady who has always been fond of little elephants understands what he is longing for. As she likes to make people happy, she gives him her purse. Babar says to her politely, "Thank you, madam." Without wasting time, Babar goes into a big store. He enters the elevator. It is such fun to ride up and down in this funny box that he rides all the way up 10 times and all the way down 10 times. He did not want to stop, but the elevator boy said to him, "This is not a toy, Mr. Elephant. You must get out and do your shopping. Look, here is a floor walker." Babar then buys himself a shirt with a collar and a tie, a suit of a becoming shade of green, then a handsome derby hat, and also some shoes with spats. Well satisfied with his purchase and feeling very elegant indeed, Babar now goes to the photographer to have his picture taken. And here is his photograph. Babar dines with his friend, the old lady. She thinks he looks very smart in his new clothes. After dinner, because he is tired, he goes to bed and falls asleep quickly. Babar now lives at the old lady's house. In the mornings, he does sitting up exercises with her, and then he takes his bath. He goes out for an automobile ride every day. The old lady has given him the car. She gives him whatever he wants. A learned professor gives him lessons. Babar pays attention and does his work well. He is a good pupil and makes rapid progress. In the evening after dinner, he tells the old lady's friends all about his life in the great forest. However, Babar is not quite happy because he misses playing in the forest with his little cousins and his friends, the monkeys. He often stands at the window thinking sadly of his childhood and cries when he remembers his mother. 2 years have gone by. One day during his walk, he sees two little elephants coming towards him. They have no clothes. "Why," he says in astonishment to the old lady, "it's Arthur and Celeste, my little cousins." Babar kisses them affectionately and hurries off with them to buy some fine clothes. He takes them to the pastry shop to eat some good cakes. Meanwhile, in the forest, the elephants are calling and hunting high and low for Arthur and Celeste, and their mothers are very worried. See? Celeste! Arthur! Celeste! Arthur! Fortunately, in flying over the town, an old marabou bird has seen them and comes back to tell the news. There's the bird. The mothers of Arthur and Celeste have come to the town to fetch them. They are very happy to have them back, but they scold them just the same because they ran away. Babar makes up his mind to go back with Arthur and Celeste and their mothers to go to see the great forest again. The old lady helps him pack his trunk. They are all ready to start. Babar kisses the old lady goodbye. He would be quite happy to go if he were not leaving her. He promises to come back someday. He will never forget her. See, he loves the old lady, huh? They have gone. There is no room in the car for the mothers, so they run behind and lift up their trunks to avoid breathing the dust. The old lady is alone. Sadly, she wonders, when shall I see little Babar again?
Well, you can-